Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Well, it's actually not Bob Pompeiani and Joe Starkey in here. It is Jason Mackey and Tyler Kennedy, but it is still the Pomp and Joe show. Hello and a happy Thursday to you. It is a hockey night in Pittsburgh. We're thrilled to be here to talk a lot of pucks with you. Happy to do this. TK, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Not much, man. Just it's nice to see the sun. Nice to see some nice weather coming,
That's
man.
That's what that
it's
thing
just
is,
like,
huh?
Oh, my God. I just... You know, when you wake up and you see the sun, it feels good. And, you know, the only bad thing is like, you know, when I was playing, the weather was so good at the end of the year. And it was because we went so deep in the playoffs and the weather changed. Now it's like this is like the nice, real first nice day in a long time. And it's our last game of the year. And it's crazy how quick it came to an end. It's a long year, but it comes quick.
I want to get into a lot of that, this feeling around here with the weather. I agree with you. Like, you guys have spoiled us. You've spoiled us. That I feel this weather, and I feel like we should be preparing for a playoff series because that's just been the expectation around here. Oh. And it's just a bummer that it's not.
Yeah, it's like my whole time here was like the last 20 games, you're just trying to get through it because you know you're going for a deep playoff run.
Yeah, you're trying to conserve,
like,
probably.
Yeah, like there's a couple times we were getting, like when the Therrien thing happened, when he got fired, we were like, oh, we got to make a little push to get in the playoffs. But, like, you know, we always had a team that was a wagon. You know, everyone that came in, we always got their best game.
Yeah.
You know, we always had a phenomenal core guys. And, again, the playoffs was like starting our second season all the time. You know, and that's like you play for the playoffs. That's what you get hyped up as a player. Every game means so much. And it's kind of crazy to say, but there's no bad in playoffs. You win, you go, you keep going. If you lose, you get to go home. You start your summer a little early. But, again, for a player, there's nothing better than coming out that first game at home with the crowd going nuts, the jitters you feel that you don't feel very often during the season.
That's awesome, man. It's honestly the same way journalistically. Like, it's not – well, I shouldn't say that. It's never on the same level as
– I was going to say, whoa.
No. I said that poorly. That's not what I was going for. It's nice to just have that intensity ratcheted up.
Yeah.
You know that, like, what you're writing, there's the eyeballs. The focus is there. It's a different type of thing. Yeah, I could have said that a lot better. That's on me. All right, so off the top, it's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to get into, but a whole first hour – ton of hockey talk. Hockey talk throughout the day, honestly. 11 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some Steelers stuff. We're a week out from the draft. Want to touch on that. I've got some thoughts on the quarterback situation. I don't know necessarily what we're doing here, trying to reach for every quarterback under the sun. No thank you. Kevin Gorman from the Trib will be along at noon. We'll talk some baseball there, get back into a little bit of football, maybe some Major League Baseball and some bigger picture storylines in the 1 o'clock hour with Jeff Hathorn before wrapping up with some hockey talk. Tyler Kennedy sitting across from me, of course, is brought to you by SaveYourTitlement.com, SaveYourSettlement.com, excuse me, Injury Settlement Planning Attorneys. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, TK, I know you didn't have many of these in your career, but you've got a quote-unquote meaningless game. None of them are meaningless, right? Like, that's a stupid term. You're always playing for something. You're always auditioning. You're always, you know, nothing's meaningless. But what's the vibe like a morning like this? Like, I would feel, it from an outsider, it would kind of feel like a last day of school kind of vibes. You get out, probably a little bit of awkwardness. Just what's it like in there?
Yeah, it's identical. It's like the last week of school for you. You take it a little lightly, but this game tonight means a lot for a lot of different players, right? Like for Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, those guys, it's like a meaningless game, but you know those guys have that pride to end on a good note. And then you talk about the other parts of the team, the guys that are on one-way deals, the Hayes, the guys like that, that the young guys with Koivunen and those guys. Like this game tonight, it's still a tryout. It's still like a time where you have to show what you have, because when you look at what happened last year with Pushinen, he had a quite a good opportunity and he did very well, but he didn't do enough to keep his job for this year. And with the guys that play tonight, the guys that have been playing the last couple games, I hope they realize how much these games mean, because that training staff, that those agents, all that stuff, well, not agents, but, you know, like the Kyle Dubas group, the scouting staff, they're watching these games going, can this guy bring this for an 82-game season? Can this guy fit in? And there's guys that I think Koivunen, he's done a great job with being able to play in that top line. He's got the speed. He's got the hands. And when a guy gets called up, I always say, like, how does he handle the puck? Does he, especially going up, playing with Sid, playing with Malkin, a lot of guys go up and they just dish the puck. They're like, here you go, I don't want to touch it. You know, because those guys.
Hot potato.
Yeah, like.
Koivunen's not like that, though.
Yeah,
he's got great poise with it.
Exactly, and that's what shows he's ready to make the jump. He's able to make plays. I hope he scores a goal just to get off his back and say he scored a goal in the NHL this summer. But, again, these games are a little tough. They're a little bit more relaxed, and especially with them, they just had 3 days in between games. Those must have been the longest three games. And you watch, you know, what Mike Sullivan was doing in practice, you know, the shootouts, the having fun, the taking it a little serious, but making sure, you know, they're still having fun out there, because this has been a tough year for them. They all know, you know, it's not the outcome they wanted. But, again, this morning would be a very different vibe, a lot of relaxed players, but there should be also a lot of players that this game is like a Stanley Cup game or – you know, a playoff game, because this is like their mini tryout for next year.
Yeah, I mean, right or wrong, I feel like a lot of people are going to go into the season with this impression.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And I think in some ways that can kind of cloud the truth. You know, if we look at how the Penguins have played, I think they're like 9-5-2 in their last 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
they're buzzing.
Probably isn't that, you know, it's not representative of the season they've had.
Right.
But if you look at a guy like Koivunen, you want to go into the summer with positive momentum. It kind of hurts McGroarty being out of the lineup, but I don't know. So let's take that to this. What sort of things did you see out of this NHL team? And I mean Koivunen, McGroarty, Jack St. Ivany was not up here a whole lot. We got a nice dose of Owen Pickering. Joel Blomqvist, not necessarily, I think, what you'd want to see, but you know, foundational pieces, guys that are going to be here, guys that might have gotten something out of this season that can take it into the offseason. What did you see that encourages you for next year?
Well, I like McGroarty. I think he's, I'm not sure if he's a top two line guy, but I think he's definitely a third line, good, solid player. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a good, solid third liner. They make a lot of money too.
Yeah.
I've really liked him. I think he's,
you don't say, huh?
Yeah. He's a, I think he's a piece of the future. I think he's obviously got to get faster. I think that's the biggest thing around him. I think his first 15, 20 seconds of a shift, he does a good job, but the last 20, you can see he gets slowed down pretty quick. But you can fix that with, you know, off-ice training, all that, having a big summer, maturity, all that stuff. Koivunen, I've liked him a lot. I think he's ready to step into the top two lines as a young guy that can bring his speed. Blomqvist, I'm not even sure what to think. They were very high on him, and I liked him at the start, but there was a couple goals that I was like,
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You
got to stop that. You need that one.
Yeah, if you're going to be in the NHL, you know, and then Pickering was good, but no one's blown my socks off that I'm like, we can build a team around this guy, or this guy's going to jump up and make a huge impact. And when you think of the last 15 games, and going on the other side for a team coming in and you're seeing a team that's not in the playoffs, like it changes the intensity of the game. Like these last 10 games, they're pressureless. You know what I mean?
If you're going to the playoffs.
If you're going to the playoffs, yeah. Even anyone, right? Like when they play the Chicago Blackhawks, like that wasn't a pressure-filled game.
Good point.
You know what I mean? And like, you want to see guys how they perform when games mean something. When games, you need to stack points on stacking points. And those are the games where the players figure it out. That's where the depth comes in. Like when you think of some of the problems the Penguins had, like once you get rid of that top line, there's not too much scoring going on. Like it drops off quite a bit. And when you think of great teams that push through, like they have their fourth line scoring goals, they have their third line. And yeah, there's guys putting up points, but just not enough points to push you to the games to win an extra three games. You know, when I played in 09, I felt like my line, we'd win four games just because we scored multiple goals in a game.
Yeah.
And we pushed, you know, I'm not saying we did all the time, but there was times even the fourth line, they got that goal that we needed in a 2-2 game in Philadelphia. That was a huge 2 points, a 4 point swing. And that's what I felt like they didn't have. But when you see these young guys coming up and they do change the team because you can see they're faster, they support the puck with more speed. But again, I want to see these guys in more of a pressure filled game. And I think this summer is going to be an interesting summer for the Penguins with, you know, who are they going to bring in? I think they got to bring in a top six guy. They got to bring in some speedsters. You know, we need to get faster. Well, we need to do what Washington did, right? They surrounded their old guys with these little speedsters that they chip the puck in and they go do all the hard work. Kind of like, honestly, but that was like what
you're right.
That's what, that's what me and Max and, you know, guys like the young guys did for the older guys like Billy Guerin. Those, we were like the worker bees, you know, and we got the puck and we played with speed, and that's what made us a fast team. But right now, we don't have enough guys playing with that kind of speed. And hopefully, you know, next year they bring in some of that youth.
Yeah, and they have some of it too. I mean, that's what we're talking about with Koivunen. I think Pustinen stands to maybe get something. Tristan Brose. Yeah. I mean, there's some guys in Wilkes-Barre, but I agree with you. I mean, that I was going to ask you at some point in this conversation, what are we going to look into the offseason and try to do, but we might as well go there now. I mean, I look at Gino. He needs somebody to do the worker bee stuff, what you're talking about on his line.
100%.
I'm not as down on Gino as I think some people are. I think he has game left. I think he has a lot that he can contribute. I just don't want him having to work as hard.
Yeah.
I don't want him carrying the puck as much.
Yeah, like I don't think Gino's the guy. Like he played his whole career being able to pick up the puck and go through everyone and do everything.
Right, that's not going as well now.
No, it's just obviously he gets more attention than ever, right? Because like everyone looks at him. He's like one of those statures that you look in the other team, you're like, this guy's been around. He's like a Hall of Fame guy. Like we need to watch him. And even when he gets the puck, you still respect him a lot more than when he was younger. But like you said, you need someone, like if we can find another Brian Rust to play with Evgeny Malkin, that would be ideal. Because then you got a guy that can take the puck wide, and Gino's becoming more of a shooter, and we know he can score goals, right? Like, and we do need, I think we always need a tough guy on the team. We need one tough guy. Like it literally boils my blood. I know another couple guys that blow, like, guys should not be able to punch Sidney Crosby in the head without getting jumped.
Yep.
You know, like that drives me nuts. And then I wanted to go back on Pustinen, you know, he stole my number, which I wasn't happy about. You know, it's like I'm trying to tell tags, don't give anyone my number.
You want to retire your own number?
Yeah. Well, I tell my kids I was a superstar, you know. But the problem with him, and like I don't know if it's Mike Sullivan not giving him a chance, but I do like the way he plays. But he's like in that in-between, right, where he doesn't have enough high-end skill to play on those top two lines, but he's too skilled and too small to play in the third and fourth line. You know, he's that in-between because I like how he plays. I wish he was a little bit more physical, a little more gritty, like a little bit of more hate in his game, but he does produce. He does, like, you know, he's been up for two or three games. He's already got a goal, you know. Like, I go on production, you know. I like him, but I just – He's that in-between that you need to find what you want from him, you know? And it's like, dude, like, you got to figure out what you are. You got to find your niche on that Penguin team, because if you do, there's going to be a job for you, because they're looking for guys that can bring something different than what they have. But again, that top six, like, when you think of Gino again, what do you have, 15 goals this year?
Yeah.
Like, I think if you put a guy that can skate and wheel and deal, like, he's going to score 20 next year. You know?
Oh, no doubt.
Like,
I think he can still score.
Yeah.
There's enough there.
Yeah. Oh, and like, again, you see
but
it.
But you can't have a question mark next to him. You need to have a legit playmaker to play off of him.
Yeah.
They haven't had that.
And, you know, like, you know, obviously Mitch Marner's up. Imagine putting a Mitch Marner with Evgeny Malkin. Malkin would score 35 goals next year, but you're never going to get Marner.
Right.
But you need someone.
I don't know. There's a relationship there, TK.
Yeah, is he going to come to play with Sid for how many years?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Come you on, know, it's fun.
Yeah. Like, and then, you know, the third line, it's okay, but like.
They need more scoring depth.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, the teams you were on, the teams, you know, most recently, the most recent Penguins successful teams, like, they had depth. They had threats in the third and fourth line. That's why I like the Tommy Novak acquisition.
I don't even know what happened to him.
Injured, never came back.
Like, he got that slap shot, right? And it hit him in maybe an odd spot. And he went back on the ice, and then it looked like he kind of like, oh, I can't go. You know, and you don't know what happened. I'll be interesting to see what Kyle Dubas, like, what the real ruling is, because it didn't look that bad. But I also didn't think Bonkos was that bad. And then he's like, he tore his bicep off his arm. And it's that's
you
bad.
Hockey players are crazy.
Yeah. Well,
you're absolutely crazy, man. I this is something I talk about with people all the time. I haven't gone from covering hockey to covering baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you got a hockey player, you never hear about anything. Yeah, my leg fell off. We just put it back on. It'll be all right. You know, and then baseball, like, this guy's on the IL with, he got a cut in his finger.
Yeah,
you can't play for 3 days. Finger hurts. Like, I understand the baseball side. I mean, it's hard to swing a bat with a broken finger. I'm not diminishing anything over there. It makes hockey players seem even more insane.
Yeah,
in, like, what you guys play through.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's because you have someone always kind of trying to take your spot, you know. And I feel like baseball, like, you either can play baseball or you can't, where I think, like, hard work and, like, tenacity plays a little bit more of an aspect of it.
I've always wondered that. You think it's how you guys are raised, too?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I mean, it's like the culture throughout the sport. Like, never focus on the individual. Focus on the team. Help the team. Yeah. I don't know. I love the culture. It's amazing.
It's like in junior, when you're 15 to 20, like, if you haven't lost a tooth or got stitches, like, you're not a player.
Yeah.
You know, it's just part of it. Like,
when did you lose your first one?
Probably 17.
Were you freaked out, or did it feel like a badge of honor?
It's like a badge of honor. Even, like, you know, getting your first cut, like, stitches under your chin is like, you know, it's the coolest thing to show everyone.
Yeah,
it's cool. You're like legit, you know. And then
how many are you missing now? Teeth?
Oh, 4 on the bottom, and then, like, my front two are, like, cracked in half, and it's, like, sucks, you know? But I remember, this is, like, so I went to hit someone in the AHL, and he followed through, and he hit my chin, and I almost bit my tongue off, but I pulled my mouth guard out, and all my teeth were all scattered through it.
Oh, my God. Throughout your mouth guard, you had to, like, pick them out of your teeth.
Yeah, and then,
or
like,
pick your teeth out of your mouth guard.
Yeah, and I was, like, this is so stupid. And then I was squirting water, and the water was going through my tongue. Because I bit through my tongue, and it was like the grossest thing ever, because I was bleeding, like, I mean, bleeding, you know, everywhere. And then you go to, like, we're in Portland, so, you know, like, we're in some, like, you know, it couldn't be somewhere, like, pretty nice, you know, it was in Portland. And
what, Portland, Maine? Portland, Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay.
No, Maine.
Maine, okay.
And so I go back to the room, and you lay on the medical table, and the guy comes in, it's a dentist, and then a person that stitches you up, you know. And every time you try to grab someone else's tongue, it automatically goes back. So the lady was pulling my tongue out by the inside, because she couldn't touch my tip. She was pulling it by the inside, pulling my tongue out. Well, the guy, or the surgeon, was stitching my tongue. I had 23 stitches in my tongue. And, you know, your eyes are watering. You are like, I was ready to quit hockey. And what put me over the top, the guy was like, he was looking over me, stitching me from, like, his chin was, like, near my hairline, you know, like, looking over me. and he was sweating and it was dripping on my face. And I was just like, you know what? I hate hockey. I want to quit. This is so gross. This is the worst. And then, you know, it healed up in like literally 3 weeks as your tongue heals the fastest. But that was like a big one. And then I've always kind of had like, you know, when you're a hockey player, your teeth are never secured in your mouth. They're always like, you know, you see the videos of Pascal Duper pulling his teeth out on the bench and all that stuff. And I remember I got hit in Pittsburgh and knocked my tooth out, but the nerve was showing. And I was like, it was the worst. So after the game, my parents are here. They take me to the dentist. Like, you know, there's always a dentist at the Penguins game. So if anything happens. So I go there and he's like, I got to pull this out. And he's got like the pliers. And my parents and my wife now, Brandy, were in the other room. And I am like, dude, like he's pulling and he's pulling my head up. And I'm like, dude, just pull it. Like I'm tough enough, pull it. And my eyes are watering. And I go, what, you can't get it out? And he's like, you know, he got that smirk in his eye. And he goes, oh yeah, I got it. And you know, he grabbed the pliers and he just, you know, when you break the root by twisting the tooth, he broke the root and twisted it out. And
it's like pulling a weed.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And like,
did you have Novocaine? Were you numb at this point? No. Not that I think that would help much.
So when you have a nerve, it's hard. You can't numb a nerve.
Okay.
So it was like the most pain. That's like, you know, when you go to a dentist, you can still feel the nerve getting touched with like the whatever it is, the drill.
Yeah. It just doesn't hurt.
But I came out of there. My mom almost passed out because I was white as a ghost. My mouth.
I might go down soon.
Oh, it was. But that's like, you know, when you think of guys that are tough and like hockey players, we just kind of put the pain in the back because I think you deal with it so much. And like in an 82 game series, like I would think you'd feel good for 40 games, if that. Like good. Like feel really good.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, that's.
And then after your career, you never feel good, but yeah.
23 stitches on your tongue and a tooth pulled out by the root that sounds like twisting a weed out of your garden.
Oh
my goodness.
We should talk about this. Listen to this one. This is, I think we
touched on a nerve here quite literally. Yeah.
So I pulled up like what Tanger's like big serious like injuries. This is without talking about stitches, losing teeth, anything. So Chris Letang had 3 concussions, 2 strokes, which is like, oh my God, a broken foot, a broken hand. Those hurt. Neck surgery, a herniated disc, like that herniated disc, that ends guy's career.
Yeah.
And then heart surgery. And he played 1,161 games. Like, you want
to
talk.
If they had a career Masterton, it should go to that guy.
Yeah. Like, when you talk about a warrior, like, Tanger's a warrior. And, like, I play with, like, a lot of guys that were strong. Tanger was the strongest I've ever seen. And there's another guy, Anders Lee, the captain of New Jersey. He was probably the biggest and strongest guys. And I play with, like, Orpik. I play with some big boys. But pound for pound, strongest guy I've ever seen, Chris Letang. He is, you know, in the gym, it's insane how strong he is. It's scary.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about Sid and Gino around here, and we've been so blessed as hockey fans. But, yeah, you're right. 58 doesn't get talked about enough for what he's gone through, the level of play that he's achieved, the longevity, I mean, it's just incredible.
It's mentally, right? Like, you know, when you have a bad back for a week, but he's out for a while, and, you know, just to stay motivated and get back to the level that he was at, like, that's that fortitude. That's, like, all the stuff that makes Chris Letang one of the best defensemen ever to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Pomp and Joe Show, but Pomp and Joe are off today. I'm the substitute teacher, Jason Mackey, joined in studio this hour with Tyler Kennedy, Austin Bechtold, Limits, City Limits, Limitless Wonder. What do you prefer?
All the above, Jason.
What do you prefer?
Yes. I prefer my first name,
then
Austin.
I will call you Austin.
That or Limits, which I've adopted and have taken in stride, which a lot of people do call me City Limits or Limits when I see people out in public. It's like a half and half thing, Jason. It's kind of odd.
So here's the dilemma that I have as somebody who works with you. As a friend, I would call you just Limits.
Yeah.
You know, privately. On the air or in this setting, I want to call you Austin so people know you are Austin Bechtold. You are a person. This is your brand. But at the same time, your brand might be Limits and you might prefer that. So anyway, I twist myself into a pretzel, not knowing exactly what to call you.
How'd you get the name? Like, tell us the backstory on City Limits.
So Joe is known for giving everyone a nickname.
Yeah.
Everyone that either works with him, he knows. And he decided that he was going to try to give me multiple different ones and just see what stuck. And eventually, I guess he was watching TV one day and saw that there is a Austin City Limits music festival TV show.
Yep.
Based in, I think it's Austin, Texas, which would make the most sense. And he decided one day to just call me City Limits based off of Austin City Limits. And I was like, oh, you know, Joe, you've given me four or five different names before that never really stuck and weren't very good. This might actually be the one that does because it's a little bit catchy. It kind of sounds cool and it flows. And it has to, you have a nickname, it has to flow. And I'm glad that this one, out of all the other options, like Wonder Twin, Mr. P, all kind of weird things that were thrown out there, that Limits is what ended up being the main nickname. So
TK, I was complimenting hockey players up and down, and I meant everything I said. You guys are the toughest, craziest. It's so respectable. But you know what? Your nicknames stink.
Why?
Because they're unimaginative. If he was a hockey player, he'd be Bechty. He would. It's yeah, everything just adding a Y on the end.
Yeah, I know.
Limits is an actual nickname.
Yeah.
Doran and Crowley do call me Bechty, and I kind of do like it.
That's a terrible nickname.
I think it's fine.
I think it's terrible.
I was always called A-Man by my family. Always called me A-Man.
City A-Man? Limits is great.
Or A-B, but then Antonio Brown kind of went crazy, so A-B had a derogatory term to it.
No.
So A-B, I haven't heard that as much frequently.
All right.
I like good. City Limits. You got to put that on a t-shirt.
There is an Austin City Limits t-shirt that my uncle bought me months ago. So it's pretty cool.
All right.
I'll have to wear it soon.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Sid, whose actual nickname is Daryl, correct?
Yep.
I don't know the backstory there. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole because we have other Sidney Crosby stuff to talk about. TK, he was voted, I believe, for the sixth consecutive year the most complete player by his peers. I would imagine, I mean, you guys aren't in this for awards, but the same as on our side of the fence, you know, somebody in journalism thinks a lot of your work. I'd imagine fellow players thinking a lot of your work means something. Is Sid more of a specimen or more of an incredible talent on the ice or off the ice, in your opinion?
That's pretty close. Just the way he treats people, like, he's got all the bases covered. You know, the way he's just thoughtful, he cares about his teammates, and obviously his on-ice performance is his on-ice performance. Then you see he gets picked by his peers that he's an all-around player, this and that, and it's like, When you get okayed that you're a good player from, like, your buddies means so much more than anything else. It's like when your brother says you're a good hockey player, or, you know, he can golf, you know, when you're in your golfing group and they go, well, who's the best one? And they all point at you, you know, you're a legit, you know, and that's probably what it means when all the NHL guys pick him. You know, it's got to make him feel good. And, you know, he's been around like 20 years.
It's
like,
crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like he knows so many people in the league. Like, he's like the grandfather in the league that everyone looks up to, everyone respects. And I would say probably 25% of the guys in the NHL had a Sidney Crosby poster in their room growing up. And now they're playing against him and he's still scoring, you know, 30 goals, he's still getting 90 points. Like, they must be like, this is insane.
Yeah. What's the most absurd story, and I mean absurd in a good way, about, like, Sid off the ice? Him waiting for somebody, some charitable endeavor you might have witnessed. Just a couple examples for myself, like covering the team. I remember being in the dressing room once, and there were visitors from, like, the Penguins marketing side, and I forget how I knew these people, but I did. And Sid was not supposed to see them at all. Like, there was nothing arranged. This was not planned. Sid just randomly goes up to him, starts, like, chatting him up and, like, giving him a stick and taking care of him. I remember Jen Bolano from the Penguins telling me a story about Sid, how he visited a kid in the hospital and did it, like, you know, on his own. There's no cameras. He's not trying to do anything. Yeah. And they started talking about some specific toy. And Sid went to Toys R Us, bought a bunch of this toy, and then asked Jen, like, hey, I need to get back to the hospital. Like, me and so-and-so were talking about this, and, like, I got him. This. And these aren't publicized events. He's not looking for credit. It's just crazy, the stuff he does.
Yeah, and he does it because he's got a great heart, you know?
Yeah, he's just a fundamentally good person.
Just a great person. Obviously, a lot of respect to his parents because they did something really good, you know? But he just does stuff like, you know, writing letters to staff, handwriting letters to staff, stuff like that is just different. It makes it that much, like, more special. But, like, you know, on the player side, I always, like thought this was probably the coolest thing ever because it's such a competitive sport. But I was struggling to score. You know, I couldn't score. And you can probably see in the way I was playing how I was, like, acting and just gripping my stick. And this is when Sid was having his concussions. And I remember, like, after practice, he called me over and he was just talking about, like, how to score more goals. He's like, hey, TK, he was talking about his thought process. And he's like, TK, when I grab the puck, I think of, like, the offensive zone as a funnel to the net. Every time I make a move, I go to the net. He goes, right now, what you do, you play outside that funnel. I always try to get inside that funnel. He goes, where's the puck always going, TK? I go, well, it's always going to the net. He goes, you ever hang around the net? And I was like, no, you know, and he just thought different. But like after every, you know, we did this for like 2 weeks and just like showing me some of the things that like, you know, making moves, that quick move to the net or like kind of getting open in front of the net. And then
we was trying to like program your mind too, yeah, I'd like, imagine.
Yeah,
right?
Like just
to,
a
like
different.
You have that idea, that thought.
Yeah. And like really like not many other guys would ever like help you because, you know, it is competitive. Guys are trying to steal each other's spot. That's what makes it good. That's what makes you play so good. But him just taking that extra time, he didn't ever need it to. And then I end up scoring two big goals in Florida. And when I came off the ice, he was the first guy to like give me a hug and like congratulate me because he knew how much those two goals meant to me. And just like,
that's awesome.
You know, and you know, when you see him, it's just like, you don't have to say anything. You just like this. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like that's it, you know, just like even just taking care of like some old teammates. I don't want to get into it, but like
yeah.
guys he played with like, you know, great like 15 years ago, you know, and he still like helps him out. And again, you know, I can text Sid and I know he's getting back to me. You know, like he never big dogs anyway. And then, like, again, like that's what makes him so special. Like, you know, Sid can say jump through a wall. I'd probably jump through a wall and not yeah. ask questions. You know, that's the respect I have for him. Like he's everything everyone writes and more. And yeah. every team I went to, from San Jose to Long Island to New Jersey, not average players were asking about their best players. The Joe Thorntons, the Joe Pavelskis were acting like, what's Sid do? What's Sid like? What's he do? And I was like, guys, like you guys are Hall of Famer too. Like, you know, like Sid's like Sid. You got to be around him, you know? And everyone always wants to know what Sid's doing. You know, it's been like that for 20 years.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Dude, I've told this story before, but when I was on hockey, it was 14-15 season, was my first year on the beat. And you guys played, it was a back-to-back on Long Island. And so, Josh Yoey was at the trip with me at the time. He covered the home game, and then I was at the second game. So I'm in Long Island Marriott. You've been,
yeah,
been there a thousand times. And then the morning of the game, I go for a run or something at like 11 o'clock. It was like morning skate time. I get down into the fitness center, the gym at the Long Island Marriott. There's one person there.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
Like, in the public Long Island Marriott thing. I think it was actually exactly at 11:30, TK, because it was like the road time of a road morning
right.
skate where he had to like get a workout in, get a stretch. That was his availability, or that was like the time he had to do it, and it had to be right on schedule. And we ended up just like talking for the next 30 minutes, like while each other was working out.
Yeah,
it was just I knew well before, but that was just like, this dude is yeah. so different.
Like, when's the last time you seen Sid pull like one of those like stupid like injuries, like a bad groin or like just like a hip
right.
flexor.
I mean,
a hamstring. Like he never like. He
and
just,
not only that, he's getting better. He's like Benjamin Button. I forget who called him that on one of the broadcasts.
Yeah,
might have been Emily Kaplan or no, it was Leah Hextall after the last time. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, Sidney Crosby's playing better hockey right now than he did at the beginning of the year. You know, when I think of guys at the end of their career, like I knew I was coming to an end when the last five games I was hanging on by a shoestring. You know, and just trying to get through them. This guy can play, and he's just getting better with time, and it's pretty scary what he can accomplish. And, you know, I love talking about Sid because he's like the best of the best, you know. And I love some of the things because Sid would always like play games too. Like he likes to have fun with the boys too. And we would go for these team dinners, you know, and it's where everyone throws their credit card in the hat and, you know, you hope you don't get it because the bills are pretty big, you know. And,
yeah.
He'd let the rookies sweat a little bit and already give the card to the waiter, you know, and take it over for the rookies because, like, you know, they're not.
Oh, he paid for it.
Yeah, he paid, but he let the rookies sweat because, like, a $2,000, you know, dinner bill is a little more pricey for a guy who just got called up that was making that every 2 weeks in the A.
Sure.
But that's just him having fun, you know, and he's such a great dude, like, just awesome.
That's awesome, man. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 93.7.com fan contesting page. All right, so let's solve some problems, TK. I want to jump in, get into some actual hockey talk, and then we'll finish with some fun stuff.
I'm not getting paid enough to get solved problems for the team.
Well, too bad, buddy. Too bad. We're going to have to negotiate that deal. I don't know, because there's some problems we need to solve. What do you do with Erik Karlsson this offseason? What can you do with Erik Karlsson this offseason?
I don't think you can do anything.
Okay.
You know, I feel like his price tag's obviously big, you know, and I don't think
prohibitive.
I think that's gonna like handcuff you.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
To get rid of them, unless you want to keep a lot of money yourself, you know, unless you're going
to
swallow.
You're going to have to eat some, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to swallow some. And, you know, then when you talk about another guy like Graves, you know, like, what do you do with him? You know, like, there's only, you can only make so many moves. And when Kyle Dubas talked about at the, after the trade, like, after the trade deadline, he's like, we're done trading. You know, we're going to start building now, you know, and that means he couldn't get rid of some guys, you know, and now he's got to deal with what he has. But Karlsson, he's not going nowhere.
You're depressing me with that one.
But
all
like,
right.
You just have to get him to rein it in a little bit. Like, understand, like, hey, you're not the same player you were 5 years ago. Like, just play
I don't know
simple.
If it's in his DNA, TK.
No,
I understand what you're saying. You're 100%. Absolutely right. I just don't know, but it's happening.
But that's the only way the team's going to be successful, because if you have everyone on their own page, or even a couple guys, like, that's a recipe for disaster of giving up goals. And, like, that's where guys, like, have to sit them down and be like, dude, we don't want you to be that guy that used to skate all over the ice and go for a two-on-one when you're a defense. You know, you need to play defense. Let us try to get in the playoffs. Like, your legacy will be more important when you go and make a playoff run than a guy that just puts up numbers. You know, again, when you look at guys' career.
You've done that. You've put up numbers. You've won awards.
I know.
Do the team thing.
It's like Ovechkin, right? Like, he didn't get respect until he literally won the Stanley Cup. Then it was like, okay, you know, because you got to win. I think winning helps your resume a ton. You know, if you go through a career and you don't win, it's not as meaningful unless you win a cup. And, you know, Sid having three, Ovi having one, but he still got one. You know, like, you need to win. You need to show that you know how to buy into a team and produce and to do whatever it takes for the team to win.
Tristan Jarry, I think he might have helped his trade value.
Yep.
The way he's bounced back, and I don't think it is in the Penguins' best interest to keep him here. I would like to see them give some opportunity, give some runway to some of the young guys they have in the A. I think Murashov might be pretty darn good.
Yep.
Blomqvist, Larson, I don't know. What would you do? What can you do with Jarry?
Well, first off, like, after him being called up from the AHL, he's come back and he's played a lot different than I've ever seen him play.
And yes.
And the swagger, the little bit of like, hey, I'm a good goalie. And the second part of that is his ability to like turn the page and not let one goal turn into like five, you know, and that's the biggest difference. And when I think of him, it was never his physical ability. Like, he's got NHL starting physically ability, and he's been to all-star games. He's been to all that. It was between his ears, and that's the biggest thing I've seen change in Tristan Jarry, which is a huge positive, which is huge. But when we talk about these games aren't – they don't mean anything. So I want to see him in a pressure-filled game. I think he probably wants a new start. He probably wants a new start because, like, you're starting fresh. You know, you can do it every – you can make any persona you want going to a new team. You know, that's why sometimes, like, when you leave a team, a guy comes in and becomes a third liner, becomes a first liner and a goal scorer because he had an opportunity to change the way he plays or even the way he thinks of himself. So I think it's going to be hard to get rid of him. Because I think this is how, like, a lot of GMs think too. But I wouldn't be opposed to keeping him either. I think I want to see – I'm a guy that gives guys second chance. I want to see if he can continue this, turning the page on bad goals, bring in that swagger. But then what do you do with the young guys? What do you do with Ned? Like, Murashov, like, I think from what I'm hearing, like, he's every bit of the maturity, the being able to, like, battle and stop not every goal but the goals that make you win games, all that. Blomqvist, I'd like to see him a little bit more. I think maybe they called him up too early and he didn't make the stops I'd want to see. But when you talk about goalies, like, this is the difference between the NHL and the AHL. In the AHL, I was like a 30 to 35 goal scorer. In the NHL, I might have got 10 goals.
Yeah.
And then when you think of the guys that score, especially now, everyone gets like 20 goals. Like, the shot velocity, the thought process on shots, the guys that score goals, it's a whole different animal from the AHL to the NHL. So he can do as good as he wants down there, but I want to see him have a guy like Raquel coming down or a guy like Brian Rust, Sidney Crosby. Let's see if he can stop him in a pressure-filled situation because it's different.
I'm just not buying it. 8-4-2 since he's come back, a .904 save percentage. Like you're talking about, TK, some stuff that, you know, it's not high pressure. It's not down the stretch competing for a playoff spot. It's not high leverage is what the term they'd use in baseball. But at the same time, I think there's enough there. I don't know if you read this story. You probably see it with your eyes because you watch hockey differently than us. But Tristan recently talked to Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette about moving differently a little bit. Not so much like stop and start, not focusing as much on technique, more of like a free-flowing and feeling the game, which I think is a little bit more Tristan. I am intrigued by like playing differently, that idea. I hope it's enough to do something, and we'll finish up this part of the conversation with Graves this way. I feel like they have to do something with one of those three guys, right? Like, you're going to have to eat some money on Carlson, Jarry, or Graves.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple. Maybe you trade one. I think it's probably a sunk cost with Graves.
Yeah.
Where do you go with that? Same?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like what I hope to see when the team comes back, like a different team. You know, we just haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. And I know it takes time to rebuild a really good team to consistently make the playoffs, but you would hope they would give other guys opportunities to do something and build for 2 or 3 years. Like, you got to give Koivunen first line minutes. You got to give McGroarty time after time ability to make mistakes and keep playing, like all that. And then Graves and that decor, like I when I look at Shea and St. Ivany, they played so good at the end of last year together. Like, you got to just put them out there and let them figure it out, because they've done it before. Can they do it again? Like, I want to see that, but what are you going to have a guy making six sitting in the stands? Like, that doesn't look good either. You know, so they're in a tough spot, but they do need to change something. You know, that things need to happen, and it needs to happen probably this summer. Again, they need to pick up a top six guy. They need to pick up, I don't know what's the story with Bonko, like, you know, he's out like 6 months, like 7 months. Like, so he's just coming back at September, October. Like, that's going to be tough for him to jump in and be like him, you know? So you're going to have to find a tough guy. One tough guy, like a bottom six, a top forward, a top six forward, a bottom six forward.
Probably a left side defense, right? If you're losing Grizzlick, or maybe you bring him back.
Yeah, I would bring him back. Like,
I would too.
For like probably his price tag, like I can't see us not bringing him back. I think he's
I mean, I'd like to see them get out from under Carlson and balance out your pairs a little bit. They need more depth on the left side,
especially like with Timmins playing on the opposite side.
Yeah,
with Carlson, like that was hard on him, you know. And you can't let a younger guy play on the opposite side to let a veteran guy play on his good side. You know, like that doesn't make sense. Like, again, there's got to be some moves this summer for sure.
All right. So, it's WrestleMania this weekend. I don't know how big of a wrestling guy you are. Of the guys you've played with, who would make the best professional wrestler?
I would say either Brent Burns or Bobby Farnham. Remember Bobby?
Oh, Bobby Farnham. Yeah. Beautiful Bobby.
Bobby, I feel like he had that personality to walk in and do, like, you know, the Hulk Hogan and all the crazy stuff. Like, I think he would be... He would be a guy that would be able to put on a show and enjoy it and run with it.
Boy, Burnsy's a good one too.
Oh yeah.
I might go with Brent Burns there, because Bobby Farnham, I feel like, would come into the ring and then somebody would grab him and throw him out. Yeah. But he'd be a gigantic pest in the meantime.
Burnsy had the best tattoos too. He had the coolest tattoos.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He had his back's completely tattooed, and he's got this big like African or safari tree, and he's got all these like tigers and all this stuff.
Ice.
And it's just born to be wild. And that's what he is. Burnsy's wild. His back is really cool.
All right, I'm going to keep going. So you saw the McAfee thing with Sid. We're talking about Sid. Could you make that throw?
Not in front of that many people.
I don't think I could either.
No.
And you're going on vacation, right? You're going away?
Yeah, I'm going to see my parents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What kind of vacationer are you? Good vacationer, bad vacationer? Can you unplug?
Well, it's cold up there, so it's
not the same, huh?
Yeah, it's different.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.